I drink your milkshake.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
This is Remember That Film, the show which covers a look back on memories, nostalgia, and behind-the-scenes facts that you may not have known about your favourite films.
Hello, you're on Remember That Film right here on 2MCE. I'm Adam, talking all things movies and TV. We're right, well, coming towards the end of the month of October. There's a thing going around called Hooptober, which means watching 31 horror movies in 31 consecutive days. I've already missed that boat before I found about it, so it's only one or two a week. A couple of very disturbing ones I watched this week, the original version of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where Tobe Hooper, the director, actually wanted a PG rating. He wasn't going to get that. No, it was low budget, so there's a lot of behind the scenes that happened with that. And 2007, the remake of Funny Games, which is Michael Henshay, which is a really strange director, one of the most craziest, sickest, disturbing movies I've probably ever seen. Now, he did remake it shot for shot from a foreign film he made in 1997, 10 years later for the American version. Did feature our very own Naomi Watts in that movie as well, but it's one I really don't recommend people watch unless you're really into something rather different and little things don't trigger and worry you. And music-wise, well, Texas Chainsaw Massacre doesn't really have any known score music. It's really more of atmosphere, strangeness. And Funny Games, well, the soundtrack there is a bit of screamo metal, which we're not going to play at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So we're going to play some of the very best horror movie scores that have been written. Starting with this one, one of the ones that probably kicked it off back in 1960, Bernard Herrmann's score for the Hitchcock tense horror film Psycho, arguably set the tone for all horror scoring more than any other. It's because of Herrmann, and the high string stabs become a very famous with on-screen scares. What's most terrifying is Herrmann's string stab match the stabbing action on screen to make it feel more real. And here we go now.
Thank you.
Bernard Herrmann's Psycho, a bit of the score music there. Of course, the prelude and another track called The Stairs. We may move on to our next piece, and all it needed was two notes for this one. Similar to Psycho, the suspense and terror of the A Man Eating Shark story, Jaws, is reinforced simply yet effectively by just a couple of well-chosen notes. Film composer John Williams opts for alternating notes just to tell it apart, played by a tuba. Williams himself summed it up with when he described the music as grinding away at you just a shark would do. And it's relentless and unstoppable. Yeah, when Spielberg asked John Williams, hey, you do the score for Jaws for me? John Williams played a couple of notes on the keyboard, got quicker and faster. He said, is that it? He said, that's it. That's exactly what it is. Two notes. That is perfect, Spielberg said. And that's The Shark Was Born. Remember that film right here on 2MCE, playing some of the greatest score from horror movies by different composers. Of course, that was one other than John Williams doing Jaws. And the other couple of tracks there from Jaws as well was a Tourism on the Menu theme and Out at Sea, the three big themes from the Jaws film. I move on now to Enrino Morricone now for The Thing. The fellow horror film composer John Carpenter described the late Emilio Morricone's score for The Thing as fabulous in recent reminiscence about their collaboration on the film. He added something to it, and it didn't realize it for that long. He brought a deep, tragic sense that in the end of the things of everything, oh my God, it really worked, and it was delightful with it. You'll remember that film right here on 2MCE. Been covering some score music from some of the great movies. Now, one movie I had watched recently, I think it's on Apple, as Flora and Son, which is the same person who did Once and Sing Street. So it's sort of a musical comedy. Unfortunately, I can't play any of the music from the soundtrack because of language, which just about every song has. But it's all about a mother who's not getting along with a teenage son who's very troublesome. So she buys a junk guitar. He doesn't want it, but so she goes online and gets guitar lessons from this guy, Gordon Levitt, her great actor, actually, and learns guitar and then ends up doing music with her son, who's pretty good with piano and mixing down stuff. So that's the premise of the movie, Flora and Son, if you're into music and all that sort of thing. Really, really good. As I said, I wish I could play some soundtracks, but I'd have to clean up some of it, but some of it's really, really good. We're going to flash back now, because we're having a break from the horror theme stuff, to 2013 now. 10 years ago today, October the 20th, what movies came out? A decade ago. It's hard to believe when you say 2013, that was 10 years ago now. Here are some of the movies that were out. Insidious Chapter 2, I never watched any of those movies. Enough said, I do believe that was James Gandolfini's last film before he died. Of course, the great Tony Soprano, as we call. Machete Kills was sitting in there. Now, that was done as a fake trailer for the Grindhouse movie of Tarantino and Rodriguez of Deadpool. Deathpool, I should say, not the Deadpool or the Clint Eastwood Deathpool, but the one that he did with Planet Terror with Rodriguez. They did some fake movie trailers in there, B-type movies, and that was one of the movies I actually made a movie from. Rush, that has one of the Hemsworths in it, all about the Formula One drivers, based on the true story. I can't figure their names now. The British guy and the other one. Of course, Escape Plan was sitting in there. So October, you know, a lot of horror movies come out in October. Prisoners, a very underrated film. The terrible remake of Carrie. Speaking of which, the original in 1980. We lost Piper Laurie this week. She was a great actor, Piper Laurie. She won the Oscar for Carrie, one of the only horror movies ever to win an Oscar award for acting. Piper Laurie. The Exorcist, of course, we covered last week, had a few acting awards, but Piper Laurie is one of the ones that actually won the Oscar for her great performance. Sissy Spacek was also nominated that year as well. So Carrie, a really good movie. And some good score music, which we might play a little bit later. Jack Ass was sitting at number 4. No thanks. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, I've never heard of or seen. That was sitting at number 3. Captain Phillips, of course, that was the Tom Hanks film. He was nominated. And Gravity, which won the Oscar for Best Film of 2013. We're sitting at number 1. In the domestic box office in October the 20th, 2013. So 2013 had a lot of well-known songs that drove parents mad. And I know, me being an uncle at the time, 10 years ago, I wasn't a father, but I was an uncle. And some tracks were driving parents mad at the time that came out in 2013. One being Frozen's Let It Go. Which drove parents nuts because that song got played absolutely to death in 2013. But another one was from Despicable Me 2, Pharrell Williams and Happy. It was number 1 on the charts for 24 weeks in Australia. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Black Sabbath from Iron Man and Iron Man 3, which also came out in 2013 as well. And I did mention before about Flora and Son, and I was able to clean up the version because I think this song may be in the nomination list for Oscars next year. So I managed to clean it up a bit. So minor language warning. Most of it is, or the big language of it is cut out. And here it is. It's The High Life from the Irish movie. John Cunney did Sing Street at once. It does really good musical movies, Irish stuff. Flora and Son, this is High Life.
I've been bruised and broken. I've been torn and fucking too. I've been working and running. Then I have to run home to you. And I'm not living in your life. And you're not living in mine. We've been getting it wrong forever. We'll get it right this time. Living the high life. You're a thief. You're a shit thief. You're always getting caught. I'm a bitch. Song. It's not an apology, but sometimes I hate you, reminding me of me.
Woman, guess we're cut from the same cloth. 14 years in the same block. 9 long months in your belly, down to the comb, and I still wasn't ready. 3 days late, I arrived at the party, smiling me face. You're welcome, me hearty. Back to the gaff and the liberties. Christening party, up with the knees. Girl, we are cut from the same cloth. All you feel, I feel the same loss. I see your eyes in the mirror. Saint, angel, devil, sinner. Still laughing at life with our fists up. Still getting our tea down the chip shop. Still tough, tongue sharp as a flick knife. Still here, still living the high life.
Flora and Son, they're from, yeah, that movie, Flora and Son with High Life, and I do believe it'll be up there in the top five songs from movie soundtracks come Oscar season in 6 months' time. In fact, we're coming up to Oscar season now, where all those movies come out in the October region. Now back to a horror theme, but we go to a horror musical now, Little Shop of Horrors, and of course we had the lead singer of Four Tops being able to a real singer being able to be in the musical, and the Little Shop of Horrors.
Suddenly encountered a deadly threat to its very existence. And this terrifying enemy surfaced, as such enemies often do, in the seemingly most innocent and unlikely of places.
Outer space, and I'm just a mean green mother from outer space, and you better step aside. Better take a tip, boy. Want some good advice? You better take it easy, 'cause you're walking on thin ice. You don't know what you're dealing with. No, you never did. You don't know what you're looking at. But that's talk to the kid. The lion don't sleep tonight, and if you pull his tail, he roars. You see, that ain't fair. You see, that ain't nice. Know what I say of yours? Yeah! Oh! Watch me now. I'm just a mean green mother from outer space, and I'm there. I'm just a mean green mother, a real disgrace, and you got me fighting me. I'm just a mean green mother from outer space, gonna crash your ass, gonna rock this place. I'm mean and green, and I am bad. Mm-hmm. Don't you talk to me about old King Kong. You think he's the worst? Well, you're